Now, Spencer wrote last week, if animals are non-physical, why do they die and where do they go? Ion.
They don't go. They are.
And they transition.
Well, they just lay down their meat form.
And no souls involved recording them.
Right. So they just are
they,
there.
They do they continue as an essence in the non-physical?
Just like non-physical continues as non-physical, yes.
So they well, why doesn't their meat sack stay on forever then, if they're non-physical?
They want to go out at the top of their game.
Oh, yeah, you've said that.
They see the temporal shape of a beast as just a fingernail clipping. They don't see it as important.
Right, they don't see that they've transitioned.
Hmm. But we're talking about how we're living eternal lives now. Are we going to say at a certain point, well, I want to go out at the top of my game, and then boom.
Well, but you would be at the top of your game. You don't have to go out. And see, if your science was half as good as your say your science is, you'd know that you don't have the same cells that you had last week.
Mm-hmm. True.
You don't have the same liver you had 8 years ago. You don't have the same lips. You don't have the same hair. You don't have the same ears.
Hey, so Ion,
you are constantly shifting.
Here's a good thought, Ion. So if non-physical is a temporary band-aid that humans created because they couldn't stand being eternal in the physical, then that means that part of nature's non-physical can disappear when we don't require non-physical anymore.
Well, then you would embrace it back into the totality of your place of power anyway, and then there wouldn't be a segregation for non-physical.
And then you could be, a human being could be a dog or a snake or something because it's
they kind of already do sometimes.
Mutable form. Mutable form.
They already are. They already are.
Who's they?
Humans.
Yeah, can take on different forms because
of course.
If not,
did you not see the hat selections at the royal wedding? Some of them are dogs.
There you go.
Okay. So yeah, but were the wearers of the hats dogs? Ever took on the dog form?
Did you look at them in the face? Some of them had very incredible manes.